Down on the U.S.-Mexico border, you can't help but feel like you've entered into another world. And it's not just the blend of cultures, but it's also the constant presence of law enforcement, Border Patrol, DEA, local police, sheriffs. But there are some things even the best-connected federales can't explain. Latino USA's senior producer, AC Valdez, has more.
You enter this world driving south, southwest towards the Mexico border. And you encounter a world of sights and sounds, a world of excellent tortillas and blended cultures. Welcome to Laredo, Texas.
My name is Vicky Garcia, or Virginia Garcia, and I am one of the members of Laredo Paranormal Research Society. The majority of the members come from a law enforcement background, and they began the group more than 10 years ago when they were doing riot control training at a local facility.
There were things even they, with their law enforcement connections, weren't able to put together.
And because they have to take photographs and film, they would see a lot of specks and a lot of energy that was captured on film. So that sparked a curiosity. And they really enjoyed watching the night sky, and they actually were seeing things that didn't have an explanation. So and then they started to record things that really shouldn't be there. So talking about UFOs, not little green men, but UFOs.
There's one very important thing about Laredo.
Militarization on the border has just been, it's been so common here and it's been increasing that people really take it for granted.
So when you talk UFOs on the border, there's room for rational explanations. Top secret military ops, spy planes.
So what we may be seeing may have an explanation. We just don't, as an average person, we don't know what it is.
Time 10:30 p.m. A triangular flying object was recorded with a third-generation night vision monocular camera.
Perhaps the most exciting recent find was the observation in the night sky of a triangular object by the director of the Laredo Paranormal Research Society, Ismael Cuejar, in October of 2011.
And they were videotaping the changes in the moon when a triangular form started to come through. When they went back to take a look at the video, the pattern of movement wasn't normal. I mean, there are things that you hear when you're talking about a plane or a helicopter, but when you don't hear the combustion, when you don't see the red lights that are supposed to be part of a plane, then you start asking, what exactly is it?
But not every mystery is quite so mysterious. Yeah, that's the word, mysterious.
There had been a claim by a homeowner that there was knocking at specific times during the day. There was knocking. So when the team went to investigate, they were recording and they noticed a pattern, and then they looked on the roof and realized it was, I don't know if it was a squirrel or a raccoon or something that was dropping. There's a lot of oak trees around here, dropping acorns.
My name is Paul Mancha. I'm originally from Dario, Texas.
He's from the other paranormal society.
The name of the group is Society of the Paranormal. Right now, there's only four of us. We try to keep it small and original and tight. Too many people is too much of a clutter.
Paul's investigations tend toward the more spiritual side.
One can grow up as a Catholic, one can grow up into Santoismo, one can grow up to all different types of religion point of view that later on, it's like a piece of puzzle to your life.
Through his group's research, he's attempting to reach back in time to put together the past to make sense of his present life. He had a transformational experience.
2 years ago when we were doing investigation there at the White Museum, it's when we were in a certain area that has more Indian artifacts.
He and his team, filming, recorded a spiritual presence that seemed sinister.
And whatever it was sucking the energy out of us, but at the same time, it was a spiritual or demonic type that we still can't debunk to this day.
Paul warned me that before engaging in this kind of investigation, research and understanding of what you're getting into is vital. He'll be studying up before trying to summon this spirit again. And his caution can only serve to remind us all to be cautious when dealing with the other side, when we're on the border. For Latino USA, I'm AC Valdez.